locked the door for? I almost broke my neck.
I just wanted to see what would happen if I did something different for a change.
What are you talking about?
Life. I've just been thinking about life.
Ethel, Ricky and I are in a terrible rut.
What do you mean? Everything has become routine. We do the same dull thing every day. We see the same dull people.
Thanks a lot.
I didn't mean you. It's just that nothing new ever happens. Why, I can tell everything Ricky's going to say and do before he does it.
Aw, can you?
Yeah, wait till he wakes up, you'll see. He'll call, "Hey, Lucy, is the coffee percolated yet?" Then he'll come into the kitchen half asleep, looking like a zombie. Stagger over to the stove.
Say, "Oh, I could have slept all day."
Scratch his leg while he pours some coffee for himself. Kiss the air in my general direction. Stagger off into the bedroom. It isn't funny, Ethel. It's tragic.
I know it is. You know, I just realized I can do exactly the same thing with Fred.
I'll bet you can.
Right now, he's sitting down with the morning paper to do the crossword puzzle. And just about this time, he's discovered he can't find his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll call to me.
Ethel!
He hasn't buried 5 minutes in 22 years.
I'm up here, Fred! He won't find his glasses up here.
Oh, yes, he will. They'll be on top of his head.
You're kidding.
And when I tell him, he'll say, if they'd been a snake, they'd have bit me.
Oh, no, he hasn't been saying the same thing for 22 years.
22?
Hi. Well, you're in a jolly mood this morning. Ethel, have you seen my glasses? Well, it must be hilarious that I can't read without my glasses.
Not that
no,
bad,
it's
it?
Just
an... What a sense of humor. I'll go break my leg and give you a real laugh.
Oh, wait a minute, Fred. Your glasses are on top of your head.
Huh? Well, how do you like that? If they'd have been a snake, they'd have bit me.
Coffee percolated yet? I could have slept all day.
It's fantastic, Lucy. Ricky and Fred are cut out of the same mold.
Yeah, and they're getting moldier all the time.
What are we going to do about them?
Them? What about us? We're just as bad as they are. We've all let ourselves become four big, dull clunks.
You know, I think you're right.
Sure, I'm right. And tonight, instead of playing canasta, we're going to sit down and figure out the quickest way to de-clunk ourselves. Do you all realize that we're in a terrible rut?
In a rut? What are you talking about?
The four of us have allowed ourselves to deteriorate.
Yeah.
We have become stuffy, moldy, and musty. We are knee-deep in a pool of stagnation. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm going to go and take a shower.
Never mind being funny. Now, sit down.
We certainly are. Our lives have become a stale routine. We do the same thing in the same way. We know each other like a book.
Oh, honey, that's only normal. After you're married for 11 years, you're supposed to know each other like a book.
It's the same after 25 years, only the cover gets more dog-eared.
Listen, the kind of routine we're in is not normal. Now, Ethel and I went out to the library this afternoon. And we found a lot of books on the subject.
And?
And the books all agreed. This one states it as well as any. There are times when married couples let their lives fall into set patterns.
That's exactly what's happened to us.
Right. The only thing to do in a case like this is for the marital partners to spend some time away from each other.
What?
Please. Change your whole way of living. Take a week's vacation from marriage and don't even see your husband or wife. Vacation from marriage will give you both a whole new perspective.
So?
So Ethel and I are going to spend a week away from you and Fred.
You mean I won't see you for a whole week?
That's right.
And you won't see me for a whole week, Fred.
Well, I'll make the sacrifice.
Now, come on. Are you crazy or something? What are you going to do, leave town?
No, not necessarily. I'll go downstairs and live with Ethel. Fred can come up here and live with you, and we'll just lead our own lives. We just won't see each other, that's all.
Isn't this going to be fun? We can sleep as late as we want to, go shopping, call up our old girlfriend.
Yeah, we'll be just a couple of bachelor girls.
Uh-huh. I don't like the sound of this whole thing.
Well, now, wait a minute, Rick. You don't understand. If they're going to be bachelor girls, we're bachelor boys.
Hey, that's right. You might have something of that in there, yeah.
Well, goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye, Ethel.
Goodbye, Ricky.
Goodbye.
I'll be seeing you.
Well, Lucy, what do we do tonight?
Oh, I don't care. What do you want to do?
How about going to a movie?
Again? We've been to 5 movies already this week.
Well, it's Saturday night, and I don't feel like staying home.
Well, neither do I. Maybe we can call somebody.
Who? We called up all our old girlfriends. They're all married.
Yeah.
They'll all be with their husbands on Saturday night.
Yeah, they're all in that awful rut we used to be in.
Yeah. They don't know what fun it is to be on their own like us.
Yippee. Ethel.
Huh?
Well, nothing personal, but I'm sick of the sight of your face.
Well, you should try it from out here looking at yours. If you think this has been any...
All right, let's not fight among ourselves. We're all we've got. How true. Gee, I wonder what the boys are doing tonight.
I wonder.
Ethel, let's swallow our pride and go up and admit that we missed the big dope.
Oh, no, Lucy. They'd never let us hear the end of it.
No? I know what we should do.
What?
We should get all dressed up like we're going out on a mad date, and then we should go up and I should say that I want to get some of my good perfume.
Yeah, then what?
Well, then when they see us all dressed up and they think we're going out, they'll get insanely jealous and they'll demand that we go out with them.
Fred get insanely jealous?
Listen, if they're as bored as we are, we'll even look good to them. Now, come on, let's get dressed.
Okay.
Well, there's no new movies. We've seen them all.
You know something, Fred? I hate to admit this, but I like to see Lucy tonight.
I can top that. I'd like to see Ethel.
You know, if there was only some way that we could ask them without they thinking that we really miss them, you know.
What could that be?
Good evening.
Oh, hello.
I'm sorry to barge in like this, but I wondered if I could get some of my good perfume.
Why, sure. Come in, won't you? Come right in. Oh. Hey, don't you look pretty?
Ah, thank you.
You too, Ethel.
Thank you, Frederick.
We were just talking about you.
You were? You were? I hope you boys are going to have as gay an evening as we are.
Oh, yes. We've been invited to 21 for dinner.
Oh, Ethel, 21 again.
That's what the boys said, 21.
Oh, well, we mustn't be late. I better get the perfume. Pardon me, please.
You You two really been living it up, eh?
Oh, yes. We've been to 21 four times this week. That's 84.
Well, come on, Ethel. So long, boys.
So long.
Sorry we have to rush off like this. Ethel, promise me something, will you? Let's be sensible tonight. Let's get in before 4 a.m.
Okay, I promise.
Okay. Well, so long, boys.
So long, girls.
We could stay and chat for just a little while.
No, no, we'll be late. You understand how it is.
Yeah, we know how it is. We have dates ourselves. Don't we, Fred?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Well, so long. Well, how do you like it here at 21? Trey Gay.
Where do you suppose the boys went?
I told you 50 times, it's as plain as a nose on your face. They didn't have any place to go. They just said that because they thought we were going out. Now, let's hear no more about it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. You think I'm right, don't you?
I don't know. I wish I could be sure. I'd sleep a lot better if I knew they were safely up there worrying about us.
Come on.
Where?
We're going to sneak up the back way and peek in our apartment. Once we know the boys are there, I think we'll sleep a lot better.
Hey, Rick, why don't you come on to bed?
You go to sleep, Fred. Don't worry about me.
I'm not. The slap of the cards keeps me awake.
Fred, you're just as wary as I am, aren't you?
You know something, Rick? I bet they didn't go out with anybody at all. They're just faking.
Yeah, well, I tried to talk myself into that one, too.
No, I mean it. If they'd have had a date, they wouldn't have come up here and made such a big to-do about it.
Yeah. Ethel did kind of sort of want to stick around and chat, didn't she?
You know something? I bet if we went down there right now and rang the bell, they'd answer it.
Come on. Oh, wait a minute. If we go down there and ring the bell, they know that we didn't have any dates.
Well, let's go and ring the bell and then hide around the corner.
Yeah. And if they answer, we know it's them.
Right.
Let's go.
Come on.
They're not in there. I guess they did have dates.
Oh, where do you suppose they are?
I don't know. Go on, let's go back downstairs. Let's not go down the back way. It's too cold.
Fine thing. They're out someplace having the time of their lives.
Get mad at me, Rick. How did I know they really had
it? That's it. It's the boys. They're coming upstairs. Come on, down the back way. Oh! It's locked.
Where do we go?
The roof.
The roof?
I just want to know who they went out with.
Yeah, so do I. Well, I'm going to find out, too, huh?
How?
Well, I'm going to stay right here. And when I hear someone come in, I'll look down and see who Lucy's with.
I'm a little bit curious, too.
Hey, let's sit down here. Come on. We'll wait right here.
Thank you.
Lucy, take another look. Darn it, the watchdogs are still there. Oh, why don't they go on inside? I'm getting cold.
Gee, me too. It's pretty windy up here, isn't it?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going downstairs.
Ethel, where's your prize?
I don't know, but wherever it is, it's frozen.
Now, listen, just stay in here. It isn't so windy in here. Now, let's just wait a few more minutes.
Okay, that's long enough. Lucy, it's stuck.
Let me try it. Ethel, this isn't stuck. It's locked from the inside.
Oh, fine. What do we do now? Pound on it. Pound on the door. Ricky!
Fred!
Ricky!
Fred, come
open
up
the door!
Fred!
Ricky! Oh, why don't they come up and open the door?
You'll be glad to know they finally gave up and went inside.
Fine. What do we do now?
I don't know. I'm getting cold.
So am I.
And I'm tired, too. Ethel, this isn't getting us anyplace. We gotta be brave.
Yeah, we gotta get hold of ourselves.
Yeah. We gotta keep a stiff upper lip. Gotta find some way to attract someone's attention down in the street.
How?
I don't know. I know.
What?
One of us could jump off and then a crowd would collect and then she could tell the people that I was up here.
I hope you don't think I'm a bum sport. But let's think up another way.
Oh, look, there's a light in that apartment across the alley.
Oh, that's Mrs. Sanders. I know her. Mrs. Sanders! Woo! Mrs. Sanders! Mrs. Sanders!
She can't hear us. The windows are closed.
Oh.
Gotta attract her attention.
How? Here. That wasn't far enough. That was far enough. Too bad it wasn't Mrs. Sanders' window.
She turned out the light and went in the other room.
Oh, boy, that was a big waste of time.
No, it wasn't. The exercise kind of warmed me up.
Well, what do we do now?
Just tippy-toe across the board.
Oh, no. Listen, why don't you think of this board as just a foot off the ground instead of five flights up, huh? Then it'll be a cinch.
If it's such a cinch, you do it.
All right.
Vacation for marriage. I want to be in a rut with you.
And I want to be in a rut with you.